straightforward arguments for and against the idea of free will. ChatGPT 3.5 Best Argument for Free Will. Proponents of free will argue that humans possess the capacity to make choices that are not determined by external factors or predestined events. They believe that our ability to reason, deliberate, and make decisions demonstrates the existence of free will. From this perspective, individuals have the power to shape their destinies through conscious choices, and moral responsibility is based on these choices. Best argument against free will. On the other hand, skeptics of free will argue that our decisions and actions are the result of various deterministic factors, including genetics, upbringing, and environmental influences. They point to scientific studies that suggest our brains initiate actions before we are consciously aware of them, indicating that our choices may be predetermined. In this view, free will is an illusion, and our actions are ultimately shaped by forces beyond our control. These arguments provide a concise overview of the debate surrounding free will, highlighting the core positions for and against it. And now from a conversation with Gemini High. May I get some straightforward arguments for and against the concept of free will, please? Absolutely. Here's a breakdown of the core arguments for and against free will. For free will, intuition and moral responsibility, we feel like we have a choice in our actions. We judge ourselves and others based on these choices. If our actions were predetermined, wouldn't praise and blame be meaningless? The ability to do otherwise, if presented with a choice between ice cream or cake, you can genuinely consider both and choose freely. This ability to choose between options suggests free will. Against free will, cause and effect. Everything that happens has a cause. Our choices are influenced by genetics, upbringing, environment, and past experiences. How can a free will exist outside this chain of cause and effect? Neuroscience: brain activity precedes conscious thought. If our brains decide before we're even aware, how can free will be real? These are just a few of the main arguments. The debate gets more complex, but this gives you a good starting point. Thanks.